All right, we were talking, actually broke, the news broke while we were on the air. Russian President Vladimir Putin passed away. Not Vladimir Putin. Boy, some people would be cheering in the streets if that was the case. Mikhail Gorbachev passed away at the age of 91. And current Russian President Vladimir Putin today paid tribute, but will not attend the former Soviet leader's funeral. And it's not really a state funeral either. To talk more about all of this, Dr. Jack Cunningham is with us, PhD program coordinator at the Bill Graham Center for Contemporary International History in Trinity College and the Monk School, International History, University of Toronto, and with us now. Jack, thank you for the time. I hope you're well.
I am, Scott. I hope you're well as well.
Are you surprised that Gorbachev is not getting a state funeral? Politics or not, he still was a president. Should he not be getting a state funeral?
Well, you can argue that he should, but Vladimir Putin has a very different take on things. For Putin, Gorbachev is the man who's responsible for the disintegration of the Soviet Union, and Putin is on record as describing that as the greatest geopolitical catastrophe of the 20th century. So he's not a man who's inclined to forgive what he sees as Gorbachev's great historical error. And there's also the fact that just temperamentally, Gorbachev stood for the opening of at least the partial opening of a very closed system, and Putin is going in the opposite direction. So I think it's fair to say he wouldn't have much use for Gorbachev.
How are the citizens of Russia reacting to this? Are they split as well? Are they split on this? How do they feel about Mikhail Gorbachev?
Well, his name was mud for most of the Russian population when he tried a political comeback in, I think, 1996, ran for president of Russia. He got less than 1% of the vote. So for all of them, I suppose they would have largely bought into the Putin interpretation of his tenure as one of decline and of Russia ceasing to be a world power.
Does his passing and the fact that it's not being recognized the way or with a state funeral, does this reinforce Putin's position? Does this reinforce even the public's position on where Russia is now?
It probably does tend to solidify things. I mean, Gorbachev, for most of the Russian electorate, is probably a figure from a distant past. But a past that they tend to view through rose-tinted glasses. Putin's promises to restore that lost greatness may be made a little easier to swallow by the fact that Gorbachev is now being interred.
Is life that much better now under Putin as opposed to Gorby?
Well, it is freer, but for much of the Russian public, Russia's standing as a great power is worth more than the freedoms that they've won and that Gorbachev was instrumental in bringing to them.
Obviously, as we stated, no state funeral. There will be a public ceremony. Who will attend that? Do you think this will be well attended?
I think there'll be some who'll attend. I would be surprised if many from the ruling circles attended. It would be a rather brave thing to do, given the current climate of opinion. But the fact is that Gorbachev's legacy is both in Russia and abroad a somewhat complicated and contested one.
Will this funeral be an intelligence gathering operation for Putin?
It may be. I think just about any gathering of two or more people is potentially an intelligence gathering operation for him.
One Russian official said, because again, here in the West, everybody loved him. I mean, he was the guy that ended the Cold War. You know, he helped Americanize, for lack of a better word, Russia and the Soviet Union. One official said he was able to bring Russia its freedom, but not able to help Russia make use of that freedom. What does that mean, do you think?
I think it means that he wasn't able to reconcile the Russian public to its diminished status. I mean, keep in mind, he came to power hoping to reform the Soviet system, make it more efficient, make Russia a more effective competitor with the West. And to the extent that he presided over its disintegration and became a consequential historical figure on that score, he did so rather accidentally. You can argue that his big mistake, and maybe this is what the speaker you quoted referred to, was that he opened up the system politically before reforming it economically. And that meant that from that point on, he had to wear all of the inefficiencies and stagnation and sluggishness of the Soviet economy.
So this was less about the disintegration of what was, and more about the lack of the rebuild being efficient enough or being strong enough to continue on the vision.
That's a big part of it. You'll notice that the Chinese have not made the same mistake of going down that road.
So is there a happy medium, or can you blend these two systems?
I don't think you can, at least in the long run. The Chinese have tried to with a capitalist economy and a totalitarian political system, but they're finding that it's tempting once you get total power politically to try to reassert it economically as well. That's what she's been doing the last few years.
What does China learn from Russia and what they've done specifically since the invasion of Ukraine and such, and back to the days of Gorby? What have they learned from Russia?
Well, they've learned not to loosen the strings politically, for one thing. They've learned to try to keep people prosperous and happy, and they're perfectly happy to see Russia bogged down in Ukraine, not least because the alignment between the two powers will increasingly be on China's terms.
It's interesting that China appears to be a lot more successful in the last couple of decades than Russia has been able to be. What could Russia have learned from China?
Well, I think Gorbachev, if he'd been a wiser man, would have moved to reform the economy much more radically than he in fact did, and perhaps even before loosening things up politically. What economic liberalization did take place was largely just a looting of state assets and handing them over to the oligarchs who now seem to run the Russian economy. It wasn't a thoughtful, pragmatic, well thought out economic reconstruction.
More corruption in current day Russia than Gorby's day?
Well, it's not so much within the Communist Party structure as within the oligarchs and the people around Putin, but arguably there is more corruption.
Dr. Jack Cunningham with his PhD program coordinator at the Bill Graham Center for Contemporary International History, Trinity College, Monk School, and International History at the University of Toronto. Jack, thank you for the time and insight. Much appreciated. Be well.
You too, Scott. Take care.